and you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast with Ray Zinn. As you heard there on the intro, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley. Hello again, Ray.
Hi, Rob. So good to hear from you again.
Well, you're an expert in so many areas, and I know you're going to enjoy talking about this. We're going to talk a little bit about pressure and how it affects results when we are trying to get something done. Job interviews, sales pitches, even tests put us under pressure, of course. Everybody knows. So there's test anxiety out there. I know, for example, I've heard, anyway, the bar exam is famous for wiping out test takers before they even get started. In some cases where people have such extreme anxiety over it, they get sick during the test. So let's talk about some of the ways we can cope with pressure so that it doesn't negatively affect the results. But it can, right? Pressure can dictate the results. Agreed?
Right. So let's talk about pressure for a minute. Because that's the key to this whole thing about stress. You know, stress is something we bring on ourselves. Now, granted, there are, you know, issues like illness and loss of a loved one or problems at work or that can induce it. But it's something that we have to cause in order for us to get stress. And so there's a saying that goes, worry about things you can change and only be concerned about the rest. So what that means is that if you can do something about it, then do it, change it. But if you can't, then all you can be is concerned. Now, I know that sounds kind of flaky that, you know, here you are, you got this cancer and what can you do about it? Well, you can go through the treatments, you can go to get proper medical help. And that's the part you can worry about. But if you can't control it, if it's something that's outside your control, whether it be somebody else's decision or any other event that happens that you cannot change or control, then you have to take a more of a philosophical view, meaning that you have to just sit back and say, wow, these things too shall pass. Smile, grin, and bear it. It's a matter of training yourself. It's like these marathoners that can go through the wall, as they say, at 16 miles. Mm-hmm. You know, the body wants to fall apart and they're able just to break through it. I like to watch this program on TV called America's Got Talent. And here these very young people come on. Well, I mean, even older people, but primarily the young ones that seem to have the stress. And here there's thousands of people watching them and millions maybe watching them on TV. And these kids, amazingly, you know, the judges often ask them, are you worried? Are you stressed out? And oh, yeah, I'm very stressed out. Well, that'll affect your performance. Stress absolutely affects your performance. In fact, you know, when I was doing debate, the thing that I would do to throw off my opponent was to get him angry, get him upset. And if I could get him angry or upset, then he would not be able to concentrate or think about his argument. And I would then take the upper hand. So when you are stressed, then your ability to perform diminishes dramatically, even up to much as 80% of your performance is affected through stress. So you want to be able to deal with stress and fight it, just like the marathoner who can break that 16-mile barrier because he's trained his body, his mind, to be able to push through it. And so what I call dealing with stress is pushing through stress, pushing through the problem, understanding that if you can change it, change it. If you can't, just work, grin and bear it, and say these things too shall pass. So it's a matter of training yourself to go through the wall, to break the barrier of stress.
Let's go back to my introduction and let's pick a few of these out. And that was job interviews I mentioned in the intro. So what can we do before a job interview that can alleviate, mitigate some of that pressure that can have a negative effect on your performance?
I've interviewed thousands of people.
Yep.
And I can tell those who are prepared and those who are not. If you come and you are sitting straight up in your chair and you understand the job, you've done your homework, you know about the product or the company, and the last thing you want to do is badmouth the company you came from or badmouth the supervisor you had. They want to know that you're an easy person to get along with. So if you kind of be a little joking, if you have a nice little good joke you can tell, tell a little joke. Like we do the intro and on these podcasts is to kind of calm us down. Maybe you'll sit in the car and sing a song in your mind or sing it out loud. Or as you're walking up the steps into the building, sing a song. What you want to do is get yourself relaxed. You know, they have this music that they call soothing music. You know, so kind of soothe yourself. You know, maybe pop a mint in your mouth. Something soothing. Take a deep breath and just make sure you're psychologically prepared and ready to do it. Think something good. Think of a good meal you had or a good evening or an outing that you've had. That calms you down. And so, you know, if you're feeling stressed, change the mood, change the way your position in the chair, or change your position in the way you're viewing the room. Maybe, you know, think about how can I change the color of this room, or how can I, you know, just get your mind relaxed. It's just like when your body's under tension, you're not going to be able to do well in some athletic event. So relax.
Among many of the professions that I've worked in and still do on occasion is I'm a member of the Screen Actors Guild. I have a SAG card for acting. I've done a couple of commercials and some television stuff and here and there done movie acting, that kind of thing. And the auditions are always terrifying, particularly when you're starting out, because you know you're going to stand in front of at least one person, but possibly two or three and maybe a panel of people and have to perform. And what I noticed was that sometimes I didn't perform very well because I was literally, you know, a wreck inside, and I couldn't, like you said, throwing off your opponent in debate by making them nervous and freaking out, get them to freak out a little bit so they can't concentrate on what they're trying to do. What I found was if I wasn't fully prepared, if I didn't totally know the lines, then I was liable to fall on my face and I'd concentrate on the fact, oh my gosh, I'm not prepared. But if you are prepared and you visualize going in there and being successful, and I imagine it works the same for a job interview, before you go in there, you can sit there and close your eyes a little bit, meditate on it a little bit, imagine yourself going in there and walking yourself through the process. And while you're doing that, imagine yourself feeling relaxed, being mm-hmm. comfortable and being confident, and then walking out of there. Here's the key to me. When you walk out of the room in your mind, you're walking out of there feeling, wow, I did a great job. Wow, how wonderfully relaxed and professional I was in that experience. You know, I mean, I suppose, Ray, that's something that you've seen work in many situations.
Absolutely. So that, you know, you're interviewing me and I guess I'm interviewing you. That's a good response to the question. But again, the whole bottom line to dealing with stress is like running a marathon. You have to work on it. You know, I used to say to my family, pray for problems. In other words, when you're used to dealing with good problems and you solve them, then you become an expert at solving problems. And so dealing with stress is like solving problems. You have to practice. So get yourself into a stressful situation. You know, work at it. Find areas that put you under stress and then work on it and become an expert at mitigating the effects of stress.
We'll close this out here in a second, but let me go to sales pitches real quick here, because you are an expert sales guy. You you know, you came up through the ranks as a sales guy, and I know that you have an enormous amount of experience there, but you're also a guy who's heard countless pitches. So to the stellar sellers out there who want to, you know, step up their game, what's an example of a pressure point that can derail a seller's pitch that we can mitigate somehow?
Well, if you're in a difficult sales situation where you're the underdog, and that's usually the difficult one, what you have to do is you got to show you're on top. In other words, take the high road. Rather than argue about your product or try to demean your competitor's product, just stay positive about what you are offering. If you're confident in your sales ability and in the product that you're selling, stay on that. Don't let them derail you. If they start bad mouthing you or your product, just ignore it. Just keep staying on the positive side.
Don't let your opponent throw you off kilter because they're badgering you or trying to throw you off your game. You can do a good job without being distracted by them. Thank you, Ray, for your time once again. And you can find out more at toughthingsfirst.com, Tough Things First on Facebook. And the book, Tough Things First, is available at major book retailers and Amazon, of course. And you can check out Ray's new book, The Zen of Zen, out there. And it's a collection of short writings. And I think, Ray, it sounds like it's something that maybe kind of a daily reflection kind of book.
Yes, it's a passion of mine to come up with these thoughts every day that help me. And so I decided to share them with the world.
Thanks again, Ray.
Thank you, Rob.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.